Hello and welcome to this, the first of the revision podcasts for international festival and event environments. The focus of these different podcasts is to have a look at different aspects of the module, to have a think about how some of these different themes fit together, and to piece together some kind of an understanding of what it is to be thinking about events in their various environments, in their various contexts, and so on. There are overarching themes, I would suggest, that underpin the whole module, if something could both overarch and underpin something. But the reality is that sometimes it isn't always straightforward or easy to pick out those links between different topics until towards the end. So towards the end of the set of lectures, towards the end of covering the module as a whole, whatever it might be. Only then can we start perhaps thinking, well, hang on a sec, when we looked at this topic, we were focusing on a particular set of arguments, but they're also backed up by ideas and slides and themes and what have you from a different topic. So I'm hoping that overall we've got this opportunity to review and view a whole variety of appropriate and interesting ways of considering events and festivals in the operating environments that they find themselves. Before we get stuck into having a look at some of the topics in particular, I wanted to spend just a little bit of time thinking about the exam itself and the way in which you have an opportunity to piece together useful, appropriate, creative answers. And these are essay-based answers, keep that in mind. You're being asked to respond to two of a choice of five questions. So there'll be five questions on the exam paper, and you'll be asked to focus on two of them, respond appropriately. Now, you've got a considerable amount of time, really, to be looking at these two answers. So the thinking, really, is that this is an opportunity for you to pull together material from different topics, for you to deliver creativity and your way of responding to the themes in front of you. So if you think, well, hey, I can usefully use an example in here, or I can really engage in the discussion, the debate between two different ways of thinking, or I can show perhaps how a similar concept has been approached by different people. If you're able to do that with reference to the exam question that you are responding to, then that's all good. You've got plenty of time. So an introduction is always going to be helpful. These are essay-based answers, please. And an essay needs an introduction. Think about what an introduction is to you. When you read an academic article or you are opening a book chapter, what does that introduction give you? Now, I would suggest it's going to cover a variety of key themes. It will help. It would help if it will show that you understand the question, that you show right from the word go that you're engaging with the requirements and the ideas and the discussion that that question is prompting. Also, it's a chance to perhaps bring in an opening reference or two to show that you're engaging with relevant academic work or a government report, if that's what you want to go with, material around a particular exam, a particular example, perhaps. That sort of thing can help. It sort of sets the reader off thinking, well, here we go. We've already got some useful ideas here, and it's only the introduction. So that can go, a good way to being able to demonstrate the engagement that you are able to show with the question in front of you, the themes, the concepts, the particular demands that's being put in front of you. Of course, the introduction needs to show that you are answering the question. So there's that level of kind of knowledge and understanding to begin with, that you know what you're talking about here and you understand some of those ideas. But hopefully, the introduction can also do something in terms of setting up the rest of the essay. Now, I appreciate that in an exam context, it can be difficult to know where your exam answer is going to take you. So there's no harm, really, in maybe writing most of the introduction and then leaving some blank lines and coming back to fill them in when you've written everything else, so that you can say this answer will look at the following themes or something like that. It can be difficult to do that in advance when you only have one shot at it, which is effectively what an exam is. But some signposting is helpful. Something which says to the reader, this is what you can expect to see in this answer. This is the kind of approach that will be taken, or these are the kind of concepts and ideas that will structure and focus the material that's about to be delivered. So yeah, keep that in mind. An introduction has an important role to play. Into the main body of your work, and it being an essay, the focus here, or the intention, is that you are focusing on, well, the different key elements of the concepts that you're taking the exam and taking the exam question, and you're perhaps breaking it down, that you are working with different sources or different aspects of an argument. It's going to depend what the particular question is asking you, of course, but some sense that there is a framework here, that the paragraphs mean something, that each paragraph has something to say. Doesn't have to say too much. I mean, make sure that you do have a series of paragraphs rather than just one paragraph that lasts for two pages. That's not the easiest thing to read. So yes, something that says this paragraph is going to contribute to the overall discussion. It will put across its points. It will have supporting material. And we will know that when we get to the end of the paragraph that the point has been made and it's time to move on to the next one. Or maybe that there's more to say, but this is a natural break in which we can, you know, pause before we go on to the next paragraph. So yeah, think about your writing skills and style and the way you approach these sorts of situations, essays and so on. And then we reach the conclusion. I would strongly recommend ensuring that you do have a conclusion for your various, your two answers. Conclusions are so valuable. They respond to the introduction in the sense that your introduction said you were going to do something, so you might as well get on and show that you've done it, or that you encountered limitations or difficulties or further considerations along the way. So your conclusion has an important role to play as you develop your ideas, as you close off your ideas. Conclusion is also a chance to say, well, the introduction said I was going to look at this, this, and this, and then make sure that you have responded to it. So, you know, in the sense that you make a promise and then you follow up on that as best you can. Can I also please encourage you to think of the conclusion as more than a summary of what's already been written? If you are putting together a conclusion, then you have this opportunity to bring together a whole range of ideas into one and perhaps put a fresh perspective on them. You might find yourself piecing together a series of different arguments, a series of different points from different authors as you go through your essay. But your conclusion is that opportunity to give a big overall point, a big overall, there you go, that is the consideration, that is the point that you need to go away from this answer with. Speaking of going away with something, what about coming to the exam with something? Don't forget you can take notes. A couple of sides of A4 with notes and quotes. So don't just smush a whole load of my lecture slides into two sides of A4 and take that in. This needs to be the product of your work, of your thinking, of your distilling of the module down to the bits that you will find useful to have with you. So like I say, notes and quotes. And if you want to chuck in some academic models or those sorts of ideas, I think that can work. Please also have a look around on Moodle to see what's in there, in particular in the assessment section and perhaps also in the topic 12 section. But then, of course, you can have a look through each of the individual topics to see what the lecture slide suggested, to see what the seminar handout information was asking you to do, and, of course, in terms of what the reading is there to provide. Okay, coming up in podcast 2, we look at individual themes. Thanks now.